Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Total Information AM, live and local, KMOX.
The images and stories coming from the Los Angeles wildfires are terrifying. We get the latest now from CBS's Tom Hansen. He joins us from Los Angeles. Tom, we appreciate you breaking away to give our listeners a sense of what's going on there. Give us an idea of the magnitude of this disaster at this point.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people are staring at this situation and kind of scratching their heads in the sense of this has not happened before for so many Angelenos that are out there. You know, and just to tell you how quickly the situation can shift on a dime. Last night, we were done with our live shots. I went back to the place where I'm staying in West Hollywood. It overlooks Runyon Canyon, which is probably about a mile off in the distance. As we were looking at the hillside, we noticed a small ember within about 5 minutes that had doubled in size, tripled in size, and then it turned into a wildfire that was tearing down the iconic Runyon Canyon. And we ended up having to leave our place and go to a nearby area, Hancock Park, in order to get to a safer area. Now, fortunately, crews were able to pretty quickly get that blaze under control and put it out with a series of water drops and also creating a perimeter around the fire to fight it. But it just tells you that these flames can pop up virtually anywhere because we're dealing with tinder bone dry situations. And so, you know, one ember can be lifted up by these powerful gusts that we've been seeing in Los Angeles over the last several days. And that can land on, you know, what essentially boils down to fuel for these flames. And that can create an entirely new wildfire. So that's something that is front of mind for authorities as they're battling these blazes. It's also front of mind for all of the people living here who are incredibly on edge, very concerned about their homes, seeing what's happening in other neighborhoods, the devastation, the fast moving flames. You know, that has a lot of people here just really on edge.
I have a niece in West Hollywood. So, you know, we've been watching it pretty closely in our family. And that's the thing that was really, I think, surprising to those of us who are so far away to hear how quickly it could shift and really how little warning people had to evacuate some of these areas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. People are taking this very seriously. And I think that, you know, in certain cases, a lot of people are playing it better safe than sorry, as we saw last night on a street that is typically pretty easy to navigate. It was bumper-to-bumper traffic. What should have been about a 7 or 8 minute drive ended up taking us roughly 30 minutes to get to where we were going, to an area where we thought that, you know, it was a little bit safer. And so that's the thing is these situations. And then as we were watching the overnight coverage, another fire broke out in Studio City. We saw at least one structure just completely disintegrate to these flames. And so Studio City is an area that's far away, roughly speaking, far away from West Hollywood, an area that was not surrounded by any sort of flames. And all of a sudden it was on fire. And so it just is the saying little fires everywhere. That is 100% how it feels here, where it's almost like everywhere you look, there's a new fire popping up. Now, one thing that's working in our favor today, the wind speeds have died down, at least for now. So crews should be able to get a handle on some of these fires, but we're talking little or no containment for some of the bigger fires out there. The Eden fire, the Palisades fire is still burning. And so there's just a lot going on in Los Angeles, and a lot of people who I've spoken to are telling me that this is something they have not seen, and especially seeing Runyon Canyon on fire. That is something that a lot of people have not seen to the scale that we saw last night.
This is CBS correspondent Tom Hansen. Talk about the challenge for firefighters. I just cannot imagine what they're dealing with. How are they trying to tackle this?
They're navigating just really tough terrain and with little help from the elements out there. So, you know, we're talking mountainous terrain, lugging pounds of heavy equipment up these hills, trying to get to areas where these flames are. And when I'm talking about flames, I'm talking about walls of flames. These things are huge. They are loud. And the wind is whipping in these conditions. So they are doing Herculean, nothing short of Herculean work in trying to get these flames under control. But they're traversing some really difficult ground here in order to get to the fires. Now, one of the main concerns, of course, is water access. That has to be evenly distributed, across the city in order to fight all these flames and to prevent more new wildfires from breaking out across the LA area. It's not just about getting these flames under control. It's about preventing these flames from spreading to other areas. So the firefighters are working around the clock here. And, you know, they're doing just amazing work. But there is a long, long road ahead in order to get the situation under control.
I think the thing that's frightening, too, is, you know, we've heard the death toll right now is 5. But I imagine there's some areas that first responders simply cannot get into to see if there are survivors or other bodies.
Oh, yeah. It is nearly impossible to know the full scope of the devastation right now when it comes to the death toll, when it comes to the cost, the loss of property, and those kinds of things. We're still very much in the early days of this ongoing emergency. And that's going to be one of the things. If you look at the images coming out of the Palisades, for example, which was essentially leveled, it looks like a nuclear bomb went off in some of those areas. It is just structure after structure wiped off the map. And, you know, it's going to be hard to understand, just how many people lost their lives in those kinds of fires. And these things are fast moving. They can happen at any hour. You know, we're seeing often a pattern of the winds picking up at nighttime when people are in bed. And so it makes it all the more important for everyone to go onto their phones, check their emergency alert settings, and keep those settings on. I know that they're annoying in general in the LA, you know, in the LA area. A lot of people turn them off to not be woken up in the middle of the night. This is one of those times where you should double check your phone settings. Make sure you have those emergency alerts on. Those are absolutely life-saving in these very dangerous and fast-moving kinds of situations.
Well, Tom, thank you for spending time with us. Please stay safe and we'll follow your coverage.
Thank you.
That is Tom Hansen, CBS correspondent in Los Angeles, joining us here on KMOX.